Boys soccer playoffs get underway, plus big games on the docket for the last week of the football regular season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDolls.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
The opening games of the boys' soccer playoffs got underway this week. Higher-seeded teams dominated, going 119-13 so far. The biggest upset came in Division III, where 7-seeded Wisconsin Dells knocked off number 2 Madison Edgewood 1-0. Derek Maniak scored a second-half goal, while his brother Michael made 12 saves in net for the Chiefs. Numerous playoff berths are still up for grabs in high school football, and there's a number of big games impacting conference races as well. Kewaunee travels to Roncalli in a matchup of unbeaten teams, with the winner claiming the Olympian Packerland Large title. The winner of Marquette and Menominee Falls will clinch at least a share of the Greater Metro title. Oshkosh North can claim an outright VFA South title with a win over Marshfield, while a Tigers victory would force a tie at the top between the two teams. Menominee travels to Hudson, with the winner capturing an outright Big Rivers championship. It's a revenge game for Menominee as well, as they've lost 5 straight games to the host Raiders. In a de facto playoff game, Verona faces off with Madison West, with the winner getting into the playoffs while the loser stays home. Check out WISPSports.net Friday night for a projected playoff field once all games are in, and the official list once it is provided by the WIAA later in the night. The girls' state golf meet was held at University Ridge in Madison on Tuesday. Edgewood won a third straight D2 team title and 12th in the last 13 years. Arrowhead was a repeat champion in the D1 team tournament. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.